This is No Pink Spandex, episode 37, for Saturday, March 24th, 2007. Wonderful people, Lisa J here with you today, and this week's episode is the discussion of the fourth episode of Operation Overdrive called Heart of Blue. So finally we've worked out all our technical difficulties and we can hear everybody speak for the duration of the episode. So I'm really happy to say that. Good times be had by all whoop-de-freaking-do. And I would just like to, ask you guys, if you really like this podcast, you really, 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 really like it, there are two ways that you can support. Okay, actually, technically, there's three ways. But you did the first way already. If you're listening to this, you downloaded it and you listened to it. Yay! Okay. So the second way are donations. So, donate. I do pay for this out of my pocket. And yeah, it's every month. I'm feeling it. I'm bold. So you can go to our official website. That is awman.com/NPS. That's awwman.com/NPS. And you can either donate by PayPal, give a little $5, $10, $50, $50, you know you want to. Or you can just click on the ads that you see, the Google ads, and that'll contribute some cents, and that'll be good, help me do this podcast, because I do, it's more than just hosting it. I mean, I did buy equipment and, better stuff so that I can, do a better job and help this sound good and for all of you guys to enjoy. So yeah, there's a lot of costs that go into it. So be kind, donate, give me your money, son. I'm stupid. let me appeal to the non-keto people. Please donate your funds to the No Pink Spandex podcast. Please. Thank you. Your funds will be greatly appreciated. And to my other peeps, yo, son, man, represent, help us out, let me give a shout out to my peeps, shout out to my peeps. Help me out, son, you got my back, I got your back, all right? So, I can, I can play both sides, man, that's good. It's all good. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. Really, I am. Really. All right, and get to the episode, all right? So stay away from the spandex. It doesn't breathe. And donate. Peace out.
Hey.
Welcome to another exciting episode.
You're going to get stabbed by Ty.
And we got my audacity to work, so hopefully this week you guys can hear me.
Yeah, for the last 10 seconds. Dang it. All right. So this episode 4, Heart of Blue. Dextastic.
You. Okay.
Overactor.
Okay. So they actually started off from the cliffhanger of the last episode, which was good. They actually continued and all that.
Oh yeah,
Yay,
they did. Yeah, that's right.
It was very. It's very in spacey how they do that.
It's in spacey.
Yes.
Is that the technical term?
Remember the first
it's
like
in spacey.
They were really good at that. The first dozen or so episodes of In Space, how it always started off the next episode at the very end of the last one.
I agree. That was good. You did do that.
Well, that was good. I guess you don't see much of that now because Disney wants more. More standalone episodes that you don't have to be like, hey, what happened? Where did the egg come from? Where did they get the egg? So.
Yes. Mm. So,
but yeah, so yeah, they cracked open the egg and they saw the scroll, and of course Rose figures it out, and Andrew doesn't know what to say.
I think he's
like useless. Stupid.
It's Harford, weird that
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I always thought it was odd. I thought it should be a trident instead of a sword if it's Neptune. I think it should be a trident.
A trident? A what? Like a
you know what?
What?
I agree.
A trident. As in a long stick
three-pronged
with three pointy things
spear.
On it?
Oh,
a giant fork?
Okay.
Giant fork?
I'm thinking you want it to be gum? My bad.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Jeez.
Shit, bad.
Sorry, I don't know what the names of weapons are, okay? I'm not a violent person, okay?
The black guy, the black guy in Mystic Knights had one.
Wait, Mystic Knights of Tirnanog?
The black nut guy did, yeah. He was the water guy, so he had a trident.
I watched that show.
I tried to watch that show. I couldn't.
I couldn't either.
He had a trident and he shot lightning from it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it should have been a trident instead of a...
Yes, it was back in the day, so everybody kept saying, oh my lucky stars, look, it's a Negro. And he had his trident.
Lord.
But it was back in the day.
Yeah, black people did exist back in the day.
But they let them do...
They were alive. They were alive, Jer. Okay.
They were part of the superhero team, though?
Yes!
Oh,
okay. More than indentured servitude, okay? Okay.
I mean, there's other black superheroes besides Luke Cage and Black Lightning?
It's possible.
Black Lightning.
It's possible. Okay. So
okay.
Yeah, so then, yeah, no, it just pisses me off. It's like not pisses me off, like I really like Rose or whatever, but it just seems as if Andrew does nothing but press the buttons.
I know. He like
And he only did it for the first couple of minutes too, and then he just disappeared for the rest of the episode.
Exactly.
Yeah, basically. It's and like Spencer is the mentor.
Spencer saved the day like two or three times.
Seriously.
Dude, Spencer was off the hook in this episode.
He rocked it out. Okay, so
why do they have them look for the other scrolls and have Spencer pretend to be the old lady? I missed that. Well, why did they have that set up?
Because the old lady owns the scrolls, and if he's the old lady, the guards will give it back to her because they're her scrolls.
Oh, so there was a real old lady, but then he went to pretend to be the old lady, be like, oh, peace out, son, it's all right, they're cool.
Yeah, Spencer's a master of disguise.
I got you. Because, like, I miss... Oh, my mom was like, Mom, could you set up the alarm for me on your cell phone? And then she kept, like, bugging me while it was during the commercial break. I'm like, no, I have to go back to watch the television!
First, Will had to go steal them because he's black, so he has to do the thievery.
Yes.
And then give them to the guards, and then give them back. And Will put the scrolls down his pants.
Yes, he did.
He was pointing like, I got them right here.
Will's reaction
Will's
reaction when he saw Spencer pull off the mask was kind of funny. He's like, oh my god.
Will's got the sword in his pants.
He's got the special weapon.
I did like how they were actually willing to fight the old lady almost.
I know, that's just funny.
That was funny.
They were like, ha! We're gonna repeat that. Oh, did you guys... Well, maybe you guys, because it's like a local story, but like, there's this guy who's going around, like, and, like, mugging old ladies and crap. Like, he, like, punched out this one, like, 100-year-old old lady or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, so they're still looking for this guy, and it's like, this is not the first time he did it, you know? So it's so funny. You see the footage, and then he's, like, knocking down this lady, and she's on a walker, too, right? So he rifles through her pocketbook, and then, like, he checks to see if her face is okay.
Oh God!
Just to make sure. But then she reaches for a pocketbook and he like clocks her down to the floor. It was so sad.
Well, if you are gonna rob somebody, you should rob the old and weak because you're always gonna get away with it. He's playing the odds.
That is just wrong, though. But that's what it reminded me of. That scene. I'm like, oh crap! They're gonna beat up the old lady. That's just wrong. It's just so wrong. But it was so funny, though. I loved it.
See, if it was the Mystic Force cast, I expect they would have beat her up. because they're all such douchebags.
No, especially Vita.
They would do it. They would do it.
Yeah, I would agree.
They would totally do it.
Vita would be like, what, lady? What? I got wind power. Yeah, I'm a tornado. Whee! Basically. Take out the old lady. That's sad. But yeah, so then after that, what happened? What happened after that?
They got the
scrolls. Oh, and Dax with the monster.
Yes. He fought the monster that they, once again, did not explain where it came from. Three monsters
in a row.
But it
was explained later.
No? Wasn't.
Yeah.
No, because yes, it was. Dax was saying every time he saw a mirror, it was with the monster.
They didn't show how the monster was created.
Well, maybe you'll see that later, Jer.
They got it from their place.
They've already beat the monster.
No. I mean, like, what I saw it as is that, you know, she's another villain, and wherever they come from, they got the monster from there to help them out to get the scrolls.
Well,
that's
obviously,
what I think.
Obviously, but it's still three monsters in a row where they barely explain them.
First one was out of Atlantis, you know, so it's like, you know,
one.
I can understand that.
That was the second one.
That was the second one?
The first one, Moldar just pulled out of his ass.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, okay, fine. But I understood the Atlantis one, because, like, yeah, I mean, usually old crap, you know, bother with it. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm going to turn into a monster!
Yeah, the Moldar one was, I think, the most confusing.
Yeah, it was
but
very,
this
very
one,
random.
You know, this one, yes. I'm like, well, you know, it's one of the monsters that is trying to help to, you know, get the scrolls and crap. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't mind, you know what I'm saying? It kind of was like...
Well, they better...
They better
explain more of the monsters in general later. They better do it.
They're on thin ice right now.
They are on thin ice.
You're stupid.
They're on thin ice with me.
So, Dax was trying to get his groove on. You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, I actually liked her when she was Mira, but she's just kind of over the top as Miratrix.
Yeah.
I love it.
I didn't like Miratrix. I liked her as Mira, though.
Yeah, I liked her as Mira. I thought she was okay. She did some pretty decent acting.
At first, I thought her necklace was actually the blue crystal they were looking for, but, yeah.
Oh,
her it was big enough.
Her outfit's kind of Mortal Kombat-y. So it's
hot.
Yeah, it kind of is.
That's hot.
It's kind of weird that she is, like, all, like, Chinese done-up hair and she's not Oriental.
That's hot.
It's a little weird.
That's hot, because... They're not gonna like hire a Chinese girl.
She just
hot.
Looks
that's
so
hot.
Normal, though. She looks so normal. Even in her evil form, she looks really normal.
It's hot.
It's odd.
It's hot.
I agree with Jared. It's odd.
It's just
odd.
Like, I mean, like when she was Mira, it was just like, okay, girl that he falls for in 2 seconds and whatever. You know what I mean? And then, like, you see him, like, bumbling around. I'm like, okay, I guess he really likes this girl, whatever. But then, like, they add a little twist to it. I'm like, okay, all right, now I'm kind of getting into it. So I'm like, Miratrix, hot.
I like her. I just, it's just a little off to me. I don't know how to really
describe
it.
It's not off,
it's
hot.
It's just off.
You suck.
It's off.
You suck.
But I did like how they actually changed the villain dynamic and... There is no evil circuit, and Yami no Yaiba is in her necklace instead
of... What, who, and where?
The evil circuit. That was
evil
the original
circuit.
Bad guy in Bokinger.
The original bad guy is a tiny little blue owl who actually makes the monsters grow instead of him. And him and her counterpart work for the owl.
Okay.
Instead of him being stuck in her necklace.
Oh, so
that was
the
a
dude
little interesting.
In her necklace is supposed to be Evil Circuit?
No, the dude in her necklace and her work for Evil Circuit.
Oh, okay.
In the Japanese version.
Yes, but in this version, he's the main bad guy and there is no owl.
Well, we don't know that yet, Jer. Maybe he's
well,
also
she called him.
Somebody.
She called him Master.
She called him Master.
Well,
I assume.
Unless she's a really dumb hoe and has lots of pimps... I don't think.
I hated his voice, though. His voice was like...
I did, too.
Quick.
I didn't like
he
it.
He talked really quickly, and it was hard to understand, and it's really bland. Boring, bland
no,
voice.
I don't have an opinion on it. It's like, eh.
Boring, bland
there's worse.
Voice.
So, yeah, I mean, like, Dax, though. Dax is, like, all, you know... One
Take
minute, he's,
that
like,
boy
stupid.
Off the sugar.
No, I mean, like... See, when he doesn't act all hyper, he's all right.
No, he's not.
I agree with him.
No, he's not. No.
Why?
Hate him. Hate him. He's just annoying. Every single line he says, annoying. Hate him. Want to kill him. Will kill him eventually.
Okay, you do that.
The only
just
good
like
thing
like
was,
just like
the only
JDS
good thing was the yes. The only good thing was the crazy thumbs up picture of him on the scroll.
That was awesome.
That was great.
I dug the picture.
He's like, I almost pictured like an audio thing attached to it going, yeah.
That was good stuff.
Like what, like little John? Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Okay, I need to stop.
But, you do.
So, honestly, for me, it's like when he's not all like into the, which is so like odd, but when he's not into the whole like, I'm a stunt person and I gotta be really hyper and I gotta be really energetic and I gotta talk like this and move my mouth really fast.
Yeah, he says lines pretty fast.
Okay to me. He's okay to me because it's like when he was telling the Rangers about how he had suspicions about her. I mean, he was fine. And then when he had the heart to heart, come on, he had the heart to heart with the girl, man. That was.
And then he had the heart to heart with Spencer because they had the piano music in the background. They had the piano music in the background, so you knew it was hardcore heart to heart.
It's like when you remember watching. Did you ever watch Full House when it aired originally?
Yes.
Yes, no. So it's like you know where the heart-to-hearts come in. You hear like the ding-ding-ding, you know, whatever, like, and then you expect the hug. It's awesome.
It's like Scrubs, because in Scrubs they always play the exact same song whenever they have the heart-to-heart, the da-da-da-da-da-da. And they've even made fun of themselves, too, saying, he's like, the music's about ready to start. I got to have a heart-to-heart with somebody. They make fun of it.
So awesome. But yeah, I mean, they were too. I was like, dang, they're too heart to heart, man. That's hot. It's hot.
I think pretty much every episode's had a heart to heart so far.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
There's lots of heart to heart. Spencer's had a heart to heart with Mac. Mac and Will have had a heart to heart. Lots of heart to heart.
Now Dax.
Yeah, Spencer and Dax, and then Dax and that mirror girl, and there's lots of heart to aw. They're trying to be all sentimental and
it's almost time
deep.
For a Rose focus episode, so you know she's gotta have a heart to heart with somebody. Heart to heart.
Heart to heart with Ronnie.
Yay. Because like, Ronnie should have had a heart to heart last episode, but Max stole it.
I know Max did steal it.
He's
Max stole
the heart
it.
Like, thief.
I'm the leader.
So I get the heart to heart.
I'm the black dude, because only I can handle the black one.
Still, we've gone two focus episodes in a row, and Mac was barely even in either of them. That's good.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Red Ranger not doing much, just doing his job and just staying in the background.
That's hot.
Much.
That's good.
That's hot. I like it. I mean, you know, technically he did have his episode, you know, in the premiere. You know, like
that's kind of expected.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yes. But I'm just saying, it's not like, right. You know, it's the premiere, it's like kind of everyone, and then all of a sudden it's like, it's the Mac show!
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? So that's
where it was
four,
Nick
by
last
episode
week?
Four. Yeah, by episode four, we already all wanted to kill Nick, so.
Yes.
Really? I thought it was episode three. No, wait. No, was Codebusters? No, Codebusters was just about Vita and Chip, right? Nick didn't take over,
Nick
no?
stole the focus at the end. He
at
did.
At the end? Are you serious?
Yes.
That's funny.
He did.
That's
he
funny.
Stole the focus.
So I
Nick
to
needs
Mac.
To die.
You know? And I like Mac. I really like Mac. I just like him.
Yes. Codebusters.
Not all up in your grill, you know what I'm saying? Not all up in your grill.
He's not an annoying Red Ranger. Not yet.
No, but you know what? I hope this isn't an SPD where, like, I really like Jack for, like, the whole time, and then, like, the finale makes me hate him. I really...
Ooh,
really hope that's not the
serious.
Case.
Ooh,
I really no. I mean, even though like he has schizophrenic moments, whatever. But I always like Jack.
Yes,
I always
like
Jack over Sky. And
Jack
is
okay
really
to me.
Really cool. But then,
I always liked
then
Jack,
the finale
yeah.
made him a total tool. I was like, no, forget it. I don't like Jack anymore.
Jack was my least favorite of the five, but I still liked him. But yeah, then all of a sudden the finale started coming up, and he started going after the white girl all the time, and I just absolutely hated him. Just the worst thing, just to fall apart at the end.
Basically.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. And didn't it remind you of, like, Jack and... What is the name? The macaroni girl. What's the name?
The macaroni girl?
The mac and cheese girl. I make a mean mac and cheese. The one that Jack was left the SPD for. No!
White girl.
The white girl. Whatever. What was her name? I forgot.
Her name was white girl.
Like, you're stupid. So, no, what? Like, didn't it kind of remind you, like, you know, Dax and Mira? I was like, wait, is this going to be another girl interfering
with
the
team
kind of thing?
Yeah, I did feel that a little bit. Her name was Allie.
Oh, okay. There you go. Right. See? Allie White Girl.
Okay. Allie White Girl.
So, yeah, I was like, oh, no. Is this going to be another, like, he expects the team and he's going to have second thoughts about the team? But it didn't.
But still, if you have second thoughts, it's better to do it at the very beginning than at the very friggin' end.
That's true.
At the end, after you've just spent an entire episode piecing together Grum's plan, learning he's about ready to, you know, screw you up the rear end with all this crap, and then you decide to flake on the team. Which is just beyond stupid. What? He's getting all of his forces together to do a big final attack? I'm going to screw you over. I'm just going to walk away. I'm just going to walk away and go after the white girl.
We're going to go on the beach and eat mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Yes.
Do it at the beginning when you're still stupid and you don't know what you're doing and you can make mistakes. Not at the friggin' end when you're supposed to be leading the team.
Yeah. So that was... I so hope Mac doesn't do a Jack. Really hope so.
Mac and Jack.
I guarantee the series is either going to end with Dax and Miratrix together or it's going to end with Miratrix caught in the gem around her neck. Guarantee ya.
Get caught in the what?
Caught in her gem that he's in right now. Guarantee it's one of those two endings. I'm calling it right now.
Yeah, you know, I kind of agree with that.
I see no other ending for her possible besides one of those two.
Stuck or she dies and somebody revives her at the last moment.
Oh yeah, because that's always cool.
Oh yeah, anticlimactic.
Go Mystic Force.
Misty Force. It's all Misty. But yeah, so what? Okay, then what else happened?
The bike.
The bike. Oh god.
Oh.
I must be the only person who did not mind the bike intro.
The bike.
It's
American.
Two things. One, it was too long. And two, why is Will getting a bike in a Dax focus episode?
Do you know why? Okay, here's why. Right? So I'm sitting down, right? And then, like, you hear Will is like, yo, let's look at my bike, man. Spencer, can I get it? He's like, no. You teenager. You suck. No. Right? And then Will bothers him again. He's like, shut up. No. And then Will bothers him yet the third time, and he's like, okay, here you go. So, like, that's how Will is. He wants to work alone.
I did like that one line, though, where he's like, I got an email. Is it about my bike? I like that. Yes. I dug that.
You know, so, like, it's like, I mean, like, the last episode was all about Will and literally saying, I work alone.
Yeah, but
start shoving it down your
throat.
Wait,
say that again, Lisa. What do you want to do?
I work alone.
Lisa, think about how cool it would have been if he would have been talking like that, and the next episode he would have been begging for the bike, and the next episode he would have been begging for the bike, and the next one they finally gave it to him. That would have been awesome. Make him keep waiting.
Yeah, that's
true.
Keep
waiting. They would have built... The more they build it up, the better it is when they finally deliver it.
Don't they have more crap to pimp anyway?
Next episode should be the first auxiliary Zord, yeah.
So, I mean, maybe they're just trying to get the crap out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, yes, yeah, your idea sounds better or whatever, but it's just, like, it made sense to me because, like, you know, instead of, like, the travesty that was last week, you know, it's like you show a little glimpse of it, like, okay, yeah, he's really want a showboat, you know, so give him the bike.
But Will is going to have a lot of focus episodes based on the Sentai footage, so they could have easily just waited until the next Will focus episode. That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
Just build it up, though.
You know,
plant a seed, and then let it grow. Don't deliver in the same episode.
I think there was room for both. I think because, like, I mean, like, seriously, do you really want to see more Dax anyway? But I'm just saying.
But I was digging the storyline, though. I really was. The first half of the episode, I had almost, like, no complaints with the first half of the episode.
I know. I did, too.
It was really good. And then I'm like, what? Now you're going to spend 5 minutes talking about a damn bike?
A bike that has pink on it. Tommy would be envious.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
it
God,
has
I'm gonna
pink.
Make a really dirty joke, but I'm not going.
It's supposed to be more purple. It's just because, like remember
it's
whenever
pink.
You well, like remember whenever you saw like Zach glow, he'd always glow like a purplish, pinkish color because you can't glow black, and because there's
oh
also,
yeah, they can.
And whenever something has black highlights,
they could have done.
They always
could have done a darker.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
Whenever a toy has like black highlights, the Black Rangers version of it always has that color on it. It really always
does.
That's
true.
But they could have done a darker purple. I mean, they could have done a
dark
purple.
That was pretty damn pink.
Yeah. That was damn fuchsia, man. That was some fuchsia crap, man.
I didn't really have a problem with it. I had a problem with the bike in general more than the fact that it was pink.
Well, you know, it's just, I mean, me personally, I didn't mind it because, like, yeah, it showed off the bike and it fit his character that he would, like, try to take the spotlight for, you know, more than necessary or whatever. So, like, I really didn't mind it. You know, it's just that I think I learned enough from Dax in this episode that, okay, we can spare a bike intro. You know what I'm saying?
I would have rather given the bike to Ronnie.
Will.
I would give the bike to Ronnie.
Oh yeah, and all she would do be like, oh my god, the bike. Oh, drool. I mean, it would be like, okay, whatever, she's drooling over another bike.
I'm sure they would have given it to her if it wasn't for the fact that she has a vagina, and if you have a vagina, you don't get extra toys. That's the rule.
Well,
that's true.
It is cool though when it's not the Red Ranger though. You know, it was cool when Hunter got it, even though I hate Hunter, and it was cool when Ethan got it. It's cool when someone not red gets it.
It was cool when Ethan got it. And Ethan got it late.
It was great though when he's like, can it fly? No. It has to fly.
Fly. Not Haley. Damn it. Kurt. Yeah, I'll help her.
We need it to fly. Tommy's like, we need it to fly. Tommy actually made me laugh with that line, so good for him. We need it to fly.
Oh my gosh, I was watching, okay, this is like so not talking about the episode, but I was watching, I was on Jetix.tv, and I was just like, hey, okay, let me see what episodes they got, so I flipped through Ninja Storm, mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, they got the premiere,
Ninja Storm.
Let me watch the premiere, because I vaguely remembered it, I was like, you know, so I'm like, oh snap, this is hot, I like it,
damn
I like
straight.
It,
damn straight,
I like it a lot. I really do. I mean, compared to, like, the OO premiere, I'm like...
It was really...
OO premiere, I mean, it had two episodes, and it rushed through a whole bunch of crap, but yet NS had one, and it paced itself so nicely, and we learned so much crap.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Well, you gotta remember, they had more episodes, and they learned to space it out.
The thing they did right, though, was what it was, is the Ninja Storm characters in the first episode is their personalities, they just let them talk and let it flow instead of saying, okay, we got to focus on each one individually and tell you what their personality is. They just let them show it, which is really what helped the flow a lot.
Well, it helps with their friends, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that there's only three
true.
Of them.
You know, but like, I understand what you're saying. Instead of be like, I'm going to have my little scene with my little monologue.
Yes.
And like, I'm going to show you like how cool I am. Like, let them interact with each other and see how, let's judge to see how cool they are.
Show, don't tell, basically was what it was. And that's the key of writing too. Show, don't tell.
Right.
And they did that perfectly in the Ninja Storm premiere.
Jerry, you need to write PR.
Yes, I do.
You are so... He would not be on that set.
I could
nowhere
so
near.
Do it.
He would be like... People would want to stab him and be like, what you said about me on a Ranger board? What? What? What?
I would be a great writer for that show. I would do so good.
Yes. There'd be a lot of people, but... Yeah,
and
so like, I mean, I watched it.
I'd be the...
You would be what?
I'd be the storyboard artist.
Yay!
I would so rock being a writer. Shoot. Yo, Bruce. Me up, son. Me up, son. I know you listening. I know you listening, son.
Buy me around, Bruce. Buy me around.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got something in common. We love hats, man. We love hats. Come on, man. Come on, man. You know how we bring it. Come on, man.
Yes.
Only in our dreams.
I don't got a shiner, but you know what I'm saying? We both love the hats. We both love the hats, man.
Only in our dreams, guys. Unfortunately.
Yes, so...
But yeah, I mean, like, so, like, I was like, oh, snap, oh, my gosh, this premiere, and it's only one episode, and it paced itself well. You don't need, I mean, it's great to have two episodes now for premieres, but, like, if you're just going to cram stuff in, and I'm like, why? You know what I'm saying? You could have crammed stuff into one episode, and then, like, left another episode for someone else, you know what I'm saying? So, that was a little side note. But anyway, back to the episode.
Yes.
The episode, what else happened after the bike? After the bike. Oh, no. Oh, I forgot. How the Chillers get into the mansion. Mad hard.
Wait, they did?
What?
They were in this domed area, part of the mansion.
That was part of the mansion?
I don't think so.
I think Lisa's crazy.
I don't think Lisa's crazy.
Because you're
Lisa.
She's talking
to third person.
No.
Lisa's not person.
But what did happen was there are three villain groups now, and two of them have already been inside the mansion. After four episodes. So it's really easy to get in there.
Wait, when was,
Miratrix was in there.
Oh, two of the... Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we're still waiting for Flurious to find his way in there. I'm sure it'll happen soon.
Dude, just get rid of the damn Yeti.
God.
Yo, look, that was funny, though, when what's his face? When Flurious was like, you know, send out the chillers, and then Norg's like, send out the chillers! He's like mocking him, man.
Yeah,
heart.
But that
I'm
was
like,
his own... That was the only line he had in that episode.
I'm still annoying.
He's a useless character.
You know what? Don't hate on Norg, yo. I am hitting on him. Norg is hot.
That was so
he's
pathetic,
hot.
Though, that
he's
they
so
had
cold,
to,
he's hot.
They had to cut to Flurious and Norg just because nobody else has foot soldiers. It's like, oh, okay, we'll send him out there so we can have a foot soldier fight. That's clearly the only reason they cut to them. The only reason.
But when the foot soldier, when the chillers, they would, when they, like, the rangers all beat them up and crap, hello, they broke into ice this time. That's finally hot. That's hot.
Instead of all the ice creatures continuing to throw fire at people, because we need explosions.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, see, they coming around. Shoot.
Yes, they did what they should have done from the very beginning. Good for them.
You know what? Give them credit.
No. I'm not giving them credit for finally realizing that the ice creatures should have ice powers.
You know what? They're doing their job now, man.
Oh, dear.
Let the man do the job. So then, after the fight and the bike, and then... Oh, yeah, then Dax's heart-to-heart, I think, was after
heart
that.
Heart-to-heart with Spencer.
Heart-to-heart.
Because she steals the scroll, reveals herself, and then heart-to-heart.
And then he let him walk away. It's like, oh, she has a control of my heart. I'm like, okay.
Grab her.
Kinda he was shocked.
Grab her, you dick.
Damn. Basically, it's like, stop her. Don't just like, oh, okay, I'll let you by. He just stepped out of the way.
Yeah,
okay, see you later. But maybe that was, you know, the plan. It's like, oh, let her get away and so I can... Wait a minute, where did he put the fake scroll?
Before that, he found out when she said, oh, it's your job to find the gems. Well, he never told her. And
so
when did he tell her that?
When he said, oh, let me finish this, and he's putting the scroll up, he was probably switching them right then.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So when did he tell her, when did she tell him, it's your job to find the gems? When was that?
I don't think that was ever happened on screen.
Yeah, it did.
I don't think it did. When?
Yeah, she said, no, God, when was that? He wasn't fighting with the other Rangers, and he was back at the mansion, and she said, you know, it's your, you know, he's like, clear, he was saying, this is getting in the way, you know.
Oh, it's during their heart-to-heart then?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
And she said... Yeah, she said, well, it's your job to find the gems.
Okay.
And that's what got him.
Oh, so then maybe that's where he figured out, like, oh, this girl is something fishy.
Yeah, I actually said, wait a minute. That was a red flag for me. I was like, something's up with her.
Okay, and then that's why he was all like, well, you know your way out.
That must that probably happened during the 30 seconds I was taking a steaming mad piss. So I didn't see that.
We really needed to know that.
Yes,
thanks.
We did. It was important. The fans want to know.
No, I don't really think so. I really don't.
They need
I
to know about my...
That they want to keep the food in their stomach?
They need to know about my, you know, daily urinary...
La 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 la. La 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 la. So, oh, okay, all right, that's cool. See, this is why I have to watch the episode again. I usually watch it twice, just to, like, catch, like, the stuff that I missed first. But, okay, that's cool.
I usually remember what I watch, but...
Oh, we're trying to say, Katie, you're trying to diss me? Trying to diss me, Katie?
Yes,
don't make
yes,
me have
I
to
am.
Take you down. Don't make me have to pull a Will. I will steal you blind.
She's black.
So, yeah, man.
She can do it.
So, yeah, he's all... So, then... oh, yeah, Miratrix is all talking into the gem, Ladhard, Master,
weird.
And...
Talking,
leave her alone. She's hot.
Unless they showed in the credits and I didn't see it, they didn't name him. So I'll just keep calling him Yami no Yaiba. The guy in the gem.
Oh, yeah, they haven't, I don't think
no,
they have.
Haven't. It was just Master.
Oh. Master. Well, then he's still Yami no Yaiba, then.
Okay.
So
that's
far.
His name.
Man, I'm at the...
Yami no Yaiba.
He's blue guy. I'll call him
Yami no Yaiba.
Blue guy!
Yami no Yaiba. Yami no Yaiba.
Makes the monster grow, and they all have their Zord thing, and
yeah,
because
we have to have Zord action
yes,
in every
Zord
episode.
Zord action, and...
Oh, you know what was funny?
Action,
you know what it was? You know what was funny? Miratrix was like saying, "By the power of the scroll, blah 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 blah." She puts her hand
I
up,
am
and then the music
Shira!
Stops. And then she's like, "Huh?" And she's like, "By the power of the scroll, blah blah blah." Puts her hand up, music stops. Huh? Mad hard. And then that's where the picture of Dax is like, "Hey,
hey,
gotcha."
That was funny.
Hey, hiya.
That was funny. That was hilarious.
Dax.
But then Spencer Mad Hard comes running out, like, you know, no breath. He's like, I got the scroll. Mad Hard. I'm like, dang, that old man, Andrew is making that old man work too damn hard.
Damn
Shoot.
Straight. And Andrew doesn't do
shysta.
He don't do nothing.
Basically, it's just like, I really want to like Andrew because he's hot, but I can't because he doesn't do nothing. Damn it.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Kind of sucks. I mean, why? He's just like, he's just a sugar daddy, man. That's it.
He's a sugar daddy.
Yes. He is rather worthless thus far.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you have Rose telling the Rangers what all in the
oh,
information.
Oh, I know. I was
and
like,
you
wait
have Spencer
a minute.
Doing all the technical crap and then like running around being all these disguises and junk and giving heart to hearts. What is left for you to do?
Andrew's probably looking at some kitty porn online right now. Probably getting
oh
busted by Dateline.
In spandex.
Dateline
in
is
spandex.
Busting him right now.
Oh my gosh. So I'm like, I don't understand. Unless he's going to become the Mercury Ranger.
No.
Oh, hell's no.
I doubt it.
Oh, hell's no. No old man is sixth Ranger again. We're sick of that
no,
crap.
Shut up. Daggeron is awesome.
We have had an old man as a sixth Ranger for like 3 years in a row now.
Shut up.
No, well, technically, it was an old dog. Okay.
No. He's dissing Tommy, Lisa.
Thank you for reading between the lines.
No, but he wasn't a sixth Ranger.
See, I was
dissing Tommy, though.
No,
I knew you were.
Yeah, but it makes no sense because he wasn't a sixth Ranger. He wasn't even the fifth Ranger.
He was a special Ranger.
He was
a special Ranger. He was a special non. He wasn't part of the regular team.
Earth died.
Sixth Ranger. Sixth Ranger now refers to any Ranger that's not part of the core team. After SPD
sad.
Having a billion Rangers.
Oh, that was totally unnecessary.
Yes.
Well.
Hey, if it was Deca Ranger, we still missed one of the Deca Rangers. Still missed one of them. Didn't do them all. We missed one.
Which one?
Deca Gold, isn't it?
Yes, from the movie. Another chick. Another
that's
chick.
Right. Yay.
Deca Gold.
Well,
so we missed out on another mecha too. Another
ooh,
mecha.
We missed out on another weapon.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh wow.
Let's have another.
Don't tell Disney.
We missed.
It's like
it was a dune buggy. It was a dune buggy.
I was actually talking about the Ranger itself because looking at Sam, he was just a weapon.
Yeah, but you should have seen Deca Gold's weapons though. They're pretty badass. They look like sawed-off shotguns.
I liked Doggy's truck though. You don't watch.
Oh God. God.
That was hot.
Anything
get
else?
Off my truck!
Anything else for the episode?
What else happened?
Put the scrolls together and made a sword. And then the sword jammed into a map.
And then Will's like, you guys ever been to the Caribbean, St. Lucia? He's getting into his roots.
His roots.
I'm black and we're going to the Caribbean.
Okay.
Get the pretty ladies. He's going to steal some ladies.
I just got a very disturbing picture in my mind right now of them going to the Caribbean and them all getting ladies, except Will's left alone in his room, jacking off screen. I work alone.
No! Oh, God.
I'm glad I didn't hear all of that.
Oh.
I'm going to move on.
But he works alone.
No.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm glad I did not hear all of that. You not understand.
He works himself over alone.
It's slammer time. God.
Then slam something, and he slams himself.
Oh, yeah! Right here!
Will slamming himself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. Actually, the ADR for the morph scenes weren't bad. They weren't... I mean, they were regular. They were like, nothing stood out like, okay, they need to be shot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Ronnie barely even spoke, so that was always...
Sweet! Bad. No, sweet.
I'm sorry.
I'm just fearing her focus episode. I'm fearing it.
Oh.
Please let it be something that's like not car related, because we know know how she's gonna react. She's gonna get all happy, you know.
Well, the first auxiliary door does belong
Stock
to her.
Car!
The first auxiliary door does belong to her.
Oh, oh no. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Will should try to steal it.
The episode is is like they all get stuck in the snow, and even though it's her Zord, the Red Ranger has to save them. And he brings up the drill.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, we're gonna move right along. We're not even gonna go on with that joke. Not.
Whether or not. Oh, ho, ho, it's whether or not. And it's spelled weather like it's snowing.
Got two notes.
LOLs. LOLs
are tefunnies.
Tefunny.
Alright, so yeah, I think we're done with this episode, eh?
You gotta rate it A.
A.
You gotta rate it A.
A.
Rate it, you hoser.
I don't go. I'm not going first.
You always go last.
Because I'm tefunnies, eh?
You are?
Don't try to play, eh?
This is news to me.
Maybe I'm gonna stab you, Jer.
Well, news
stab.
To me.
Okay,
we'll
fine.
Stab.
Fine, I'll go first, okay?
Fine.
I give it a three because it was rather entertaining the first half, but the bike just ruined it for me. It was not needed.
I'm pretty much going with that. I gave it the three as well. And I said, yes, the first half was great, the bike was pointless, and it didn't need to happen that early, and Dax still needs to die, but he wasn't as bad as I expected, but he still needs to die, and Ronnie didn't talk, which is always good, and Mac didn't get focus, which is good, and they actually left it on a decent cliffhanger instead of the old Mystic Force. Nothing happens until
yes!
the last 2 minutes.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! It's actually progressing better than it did in Mystic Force.
Oh my gosh, that is the best improvement by far.
Yes.
It's not like, hey, we're going to make this in continuity. Let's throw something in the last 30 seconds.
The only problem I have is I don't want Rose to turn into like... Seriously, she has to save everybody's ass every time, telling them what to do, because it's gonna seem like a really gimmicky thing if they keep that up.
Yeah.
Like Billy?
Like Chip and his books.
And like Billy
Chip
for a while.
Books.
For a while
Chip
it was
and
like...
Chip and his... I have a book to solve every problem. I have my vampire book. I have my crazy hole in my chest book. I have my, whatever it is.
Hole
in my chest book.
You should write
Lisa.
That one.
Lisa.
Pedidoom!
That's because Rose obviously took Crazy Neptune Weapons 101 in college, so she knew what to talk about.
Yeah, I know. If it becomes like, I mean, they even had to like stop and look at her, like, you know, you know what to say.
Yeah, you know what? I think we should name every single episode of ours after some crazy. It's crazy. Of course they have to take 101.
That Rose takes lots of classes. She's got, even though Neptune should have a trident, he has a sword. 101. I took a class about odd weapons. Of course I did.
I'm Rose.
Yeah. I take all the crazy classes.
Yeah, but that's up to you.
So yeah. My turn. I give it a 4. I give it a 4. You know why? You know why?
Boo.
You know why? Because I sat down.
She likes a bike.
Okay, you know what? Besides, like, it looks like future crap. Whatever. No, I sat down and I was like, okay, they did this. Okay, that progressed. Okay, that. Oh, okay. Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Oh, snap. I mean, I was like, oh, snapping. You should have seen me. It was cool. It was awesome.
Excuse me.
That was.
But yeah,
that
I
was
mean,
a
like,
brilliant.
I actually. In.
Wow.
Shut up. I'm not done yet. It was just shut up. I'm just saying, it's like, I actually enjoyed it and I wasn't in pain. And, you know, I mean, sometimes I want to kill Dax, but, you know, he has his moments where he's just fine. And if he just calms down, he'll be just fine. So,
you know how
just stop feeding him the sugar and then we'll be fine.
Do you know how much you sounded like
Randy
Jackson there?
He should not talk about movies ever.
You sounded so much like Randy Jackson. Oh, you got the yo and the wow and the wow and the yo-yo and it gave me the wow and the, yeah, that's good. That made sense.
Okay, you know what? You know what? Randy Jackson would be like, what up, dog? What up, dog? That was dope, dog. That was dope. That was dope, dog. You the money tonight. You the money. You know, I mean, that's Randy
and,
Jackson.
And that's
why are you trying to compare me to Randy Jackson? Because I'm black? Is that what it is? Because I'm black? Why? Because I'm black? Why? You hate black people? Why? You hate Will too? Why? Because he steals? Why? You trying to play? Why are you trying to play on me? Why are you trying to play on me?
I was like, oh, snap, and oh, snap, and oh, snap, and oh, snap,
and
oh, snap.
It's
got to be all snap. Oh, snap.
Why you got to be all snap? Why you got to be? Why? Why you trying to play me? Why trying to play me? Why you trying to play me, man? I don't understand, man. Shoot. Why I can't say oh snap? Because I'm black? Why? Because I'm black? It's because I'm black, right? Why are you trying to keep me down? Because you're white, because I'm black? Okay,
oh
that's what I thought.
God. Lisa's going crazy,
oh,
people.
Oh, God. The ghetto fabulous.
Okay, so now there has to be a drinking game where I said, how many times I said the oh snap? That's another drinking game.
Oh snap.
The last time it was Lord have mercy, and then this time is oh snap. So yeah, so I give it a 4. I
Lord
really
Jesus.
Actually, I enjoyed
Lord
it.
Lord have mercy.
Lord Jesus.
I hate you all. But really, I did. I
oh,
really
we
did
love you,
enjoy
Lisa.
It.
Yeah.
Bokinger's
yeah,
hot,
yeah,
Lisa.
Yeah.
Bokinger's hot.
Oh,
don't forget Bokinger's hot.
Stop saying that.
Bokinger's hot.
Stop saying that, dude. Just stop. Oh, crap. No, okay. I think we're done. I think it's time to say goodbye. Before,
it's
like,
hot.
You know. Because, you know, Jared's trying to be black now.
It's hot.